Let's go talk about the Lions, Bears, searching for a new head coach, new GM, a lot of change, busy five-day period for Tim Twentyman, DetroitLions.com columnist, insider when it comes to the Lions and the NFL. And before we get going on the surge, interesting to read from Dave Burkett, Tim, about the comments that Adrian Peterson made about Swift not feeling right. And then within a few tweets, there is the tweet that Swift has cleared concussion protocol and he may be able to play Sunday. So what's the latest there on DeAndre Swift?
Well, like you said, he cleared concussion protocol. He was cleared by an independent neurologist, and so that's good. That hurdle's over, and now it's just an illness, and it's not due to COVID. So, you know, I think, you know, Adrian was probably referring to, you know, the week last week and maybe early this week leading up to his clearance from protocols. But yeah, so it's trending the right way. Certainly, hopefully, this isn't any kind of serious illness, and you know, it's trending toward him playing on Sunday. I think it's pretty good news on a Thursday.
What about Galladay? Any timetable on his return to the offense?
No. And, you know, this one's a little odd because obviously if they thought it would drag down this long, they would have put him on, you know, injured reserve with the designation to return. That way he would have lost three games and they would have claimed the roster spot. And they didn't do that. So, you know, either Matt Patricia or Daryl Bevel hasn't said that there was a setback, but you know, you don't know if there was or if his body just isn't responding like they thought to the treatment, and it's taken longer than thought. But, you know, he sat out practice Wednesday, sat out practice today. We'll see what Friday looks like, but I'm not too optimistic for Sunday if you don't begin the first two practice days of the week on the field.
What do you expect in Sunday with Daryl Bevel now, the interim head coach? Will there be anything different visually when it comes to the Lions fan listening right now, watching that Bears-Lions game?
I think you'll see a certain number of things. You know, I mean, Daryl Bevel has complete control of the offense now, and he talked about, you know, wanting to put some big plays back in this offense. He thought that was kind of something they were lacking, along with some consistency. And so he's got nobody to answer to now. You know, and it's an offensive coordinator's dream. We've seen them mix in some kind of trick plays and the throwbacks to Stafford. They had one on Thanksgiving. And, you know, I would expect to see more of that offensively. And then I would expect them to utilize guys like Swift more if he's back on Sunday. Offensive coordinators love matchups, beating their playmakers in space. And so trying to do some of those things. And then, you know, defensively, I think it's hard to kind of retool the entire thing 13 weeks into the season. But, you know, I think when you look at the pressure rate and the blitz percentage and the Lions being at the bottom of the league in all those kinds of categories, opponents, passers, time to throw, they're bottom three in that as well. And so I think if Corey Unlin looks at it, he says, look, we've got to generate some pressure. However that is, we've got to help our secondary out, and it's a secondary that's beat up with Desmond Trufant on IR and Jeff Okuda still battling shoulder injury. So, you know, I think one of the things you might see defensively, and we talked to Romeo Okwara about today, and he said, look, you'll definitely see some new wrinkles, and whether that's different personnel packages or maybe some unique blitz packages, I think Corey's going to really try to dial up the pressure this week in Chicago, and I think that might be one big difference.
Tim Twentyman, DetroitLions.com, Lions NFL insider, joining us on the DraftKings guest line. So when I hear, you know, players telling you and different looks and dialing up bigger plays, was Patricia handcuffing the offense and defense before he was let go last Saturday?
Well, I don't know if you can handcuff. You know, we asked both, you know, Bevel and Unlin that, and they said no, that they had freedom to call it how they wanted to. But look, as a coordinator, you play under the overall philosophy and schemes of your head coach, right? And Matt Patricia was a guy that, you know, built from the middle out, wanted to be a tough, hard-nosed, run football team, right? Big, physical linebackers, right? That's power football. And I think there was an element to that. I think that's part of the reason why they drafted an Adrian Peterson. They thought they didn't have that guy that could, you know, pound the rock, you know, play that four-minute football game in the fourth quarter with a lead. And so, you know, I don't think he completely hamstrung them, but you play to the philosophies of your head coach. I think that's just natural, you know, as an employee. You know, you're going to make some talking points with what your boss wants you to talk about. You know, that's just natural. That's how it goes. That's the hierarchy. And so now they've got the freedom to kind of do their own things. And so we'll see if that looks any different. Like I said before, I think it's hard to completely revamp something in 3 days. And so, but I think defensively especially, will it look different in 3 weeks than it does on Sunday? I expect it to a little bit. And so I'm as curious as you. You know, we don't get to watch practice during the regular season, so we'll just all have to wait till Sunday and see what it looks like.
Tim Twineman, DetroitLions.com insider, joining us on the DraftKings guest line. So Bevel has a chance. If he would go 4-1, 3-2, would he be in the mix to be the replacement, the permanent replacement for Patricia?
Well, I think if Bevel goes 5-0, 4-1, you know, I think he certainly deserves consideration. I mean, to the way this team was playing and to turn it around like that, and if the players respond to him like that and start playing better football, I certainly think he deserves, you know, a serious look. But, you know, that doesn't guarantee he'll get it. But I think if he does something like that, if I'm the new general manager, that would certainly have my attention and I would take a close look.
Speaking of looking for a full-time replacement, the new head coach, the new GM, is there any hint of a timetable of when they be in the ownership group in the Ford family? When do they want to get this done?
Well, the NFL has some rules. You know, obviously, they can't talk to GM candidates, coaching candidates, until the regular season is over. And so now they can talk to people who are out of football. And so I think what Sheila Ford Hamp, the principal owner, and team president Rod Wood, what they're doing right now is they're creating their list, right? And they're probably talking to some people maybe on that list that aren't currently with teams. And you can talk to those people, maybe gauge some interest. And then the people that you identify as candidates within the league, I think you have a solid list and you're ready to go when the season ends.
Who's on that list, would you say? If there's the biggest criteria, just from your perspective on being around and part of this Lions organization, what would be the biggest criteria for the GM, the leading candidate to be the next GM and replace Quinn, and the leading candidate to replace Patricia?
Well, I can only speak for myself and what I would do. You know, obviously, I'm not in privy to any of those meetings with Mrs. Hamp or with Rod Wood. But, I mean, for me, if I'm looking at it, I look at maybe an exec, Mike, Berganzi from Kansas City, right? A established franchise that has a defined way in which they want to be built and played football, right? I think Indianapolis is the same way, right? Track record of bringing in good young talent. And you know, they have a style, right? Baltimore, the same way. And so, you know, Ed Dobbs, Dor Horton, you know, guys like that maybe would be guys that I take a look at if it was me. You know, I'm looking at guys that come from, you know, when you look at those organizations like a Baltimore, a Pittsburgh, a Kansas City, right? They have a certain style that they've played with for years and years and years, a certain brand of player they like, right? And they want to identify a certain way. And I think that's kind of, if I'm, you know, ownership and I'm looking for a guy to run my football team, I want a guy that kind of, you know, has that, you know, sense of style in which he wants to build the roster and the kind of football team he wants to be. And so those would be names, you know, on the GM side. Coaching, obviously, the names that are out there that are hot, you know, Eric Bieniemy and Robert Saleh, which is, he's a Dearborn native, grew up a Lions fan, and what he's done with the 49ers defense is terrific. And, you know, you can look at some of the, you know, the coaching, the college coaching candidates like a Lincoln Riley or something like that. You know, I like Ravens, defensive coordinator Don Martindale too, as a name that I'd poke around with. You know, Baltimore plays really good defense over there. And so, you know, there's a lot of names. I think it's going to be a really big list on both sides. Huge. I really think it is. I think they're going to do their due diligence. I think they're going to, receive all the help that they can from the league and if that's a searching firm or anything like that. And so it's going to be a process, and they're kind of getting rolling on that right now. They're going to have a head start when the season ends, and we'll see where it goes from there.
So I would guess, unless it's someone outside of football, outside of the NFL right now, that, you know, and their college season would have to end. So are we looking at mid-January probably?
I would think, you know, I mean, the teams that don't qualify for the playoffs, I think with the Lions' last game is January 2. And so I think, you know, if the season ends, you're talking about guys who aren't involved in the playoffs, you can start January 3. I think you can start getting permission to interview some of those guys and getting them in. And so I would think by early January, the interview process is in full go. And then you hope by, you know, early January, you have a GM, and then that GM can turn around, interview some candidates, and have a head coach By the end of January, mid-January. I think that would be the most ideal situation if you're the Lions. Then you can start turning your focus to 2021.
Lions at the Bears on Sunday. Will they get it done? Daryl Bevel's debut as the interim head coach. Tim 20man is with DetroitLions.com. You can follow the Lions 24/7 year-round at DetroitLions.com. Timmy, thanks for the update.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.
All right, Tim 20man joining us on the DraftKings guest line.